Today's daf is Makis Daf Tezvov, and we are two lines from the bottom on Daf Yudalid on the base. So, the Gemara at this point is going to begin a new sugya, which deals with a lot of the next couple dafim is going to deal with the sugya, which deals with all the major sugyas of Makis, Lav Anitak Laseh, Lav Shekodma Laseh, Bitloi, Kimoi, Hasra Sofik, Lav Shein Bei Maisa. But as really says, we do what we do, and our time allowed to us. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rabba Bar Chana Amar Biyachanon Kol Loisa Say Shekodmo Asay Loikin Alav." So the Mepharshim explained that the Gemara at this point brings down this memra Rabba Bar Chana because he's going to bring a raya to his memra from our Mishnah a little few blot earlier, which says Habala Mikdash Tami. But what is the memra? The memra is Kol Loisa Say Shekodmo Asay Loikin Alav. Any Loisa Say Shekodmo Asay Loikin Alav. So we need a little background because Pashtas every lav a person does, they should get Malkus. What's the Chiddush over here? Lav Shekodma Say Loikin Alav. So Rashi brings down that a sugya earlier on the Avdalar on the base, that although Pashtas is every Lav you get Malkus, we mentioned just recently, a blot or two ago, that this some Lav, you don't get Malkus. You don't get Malkus on a Lav that's also a Lav Sheish Bekaris, according to some Mandamram, a Lav Sheish Bemises Bezdin, maybe a Lav Shein Bemaisa ain't like in a Lav. There's some Lav that you don't get Malkus on. The Maran Dav Dalaram is Beis brought down Machlekis. Tatanya Lysa Sir Menuad Biker, Vanaisum Menuad Biker. Pusik is talking about leaving over carbon past the Zman, leaving over Kutchin past the time. It's a lav to leave it over. However, if you leave it over, there is a mitzvah to then burn it. Ba kos of litan asay achal leis asay loymesh ain like it alav. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says a chiddush that the Torah is coming to get put a asay on top after you if you don't do the leis asay. But the Torah gives you a way to fix up this leis asay by doing an asay afterwards. How do you do that? Even though you left over the kachim, you left over the neiser. However, which is a lav. However, you have a asay in the morning that you could burn it, and by that you will not get malchus. Rabbi Kiva Amar. Rabbi Kiva says loyman Hashem who's a ela mishum dehav alav shem by maisa. Rabbi Kiva seems to be saying that that's not the reason over there. Rather, it's the reason why. The Malkus is because it's a lav she'ein by Maisa. Now, does everyone agree to this memra of Rabbi Yehuda that lav anitik la'asei, a lav which has an asei to follow it, that you don't get Malkus? So the Ritzvan Shavua says, yeah, everyone agrees. There's no one that argues on this halacha. Lav anitik la'asei is a universal halacha. Everyone agrees that if there is a mitzvah, a lav in the Torah, which is followed by a mitzvah, once you do the lav, you do something wrong that you can now do the mitzvah. Perfect example everyone knows is gezel. Someone steals something, now there's a mitzvah, hashiv deshivim, that you have to return it. In that type of case, everyone's maskim, there would not be there would not be malchus. Now, from the Gemara on the Avdalah Amid Beis, it's also mashma like that, because and Rashi says this as well. But when Rabbi Akiva argues on Rabbi Yehuda, he doesn't say we don't lav in the glass say you get malchus. Rather, Rabbi Akiva says loyman Hashem who's that. The reason why in Noisa you don't get malchus ain't at tamza ikar. Rashi says that's not the reason. The reason is there's a side reason over there. There was a lav shame by Maisa. That's why over there. I mean, you don't need to come on to the reason lav in the glass say you have a reason of a lav shame by Maisa. And the Mefarshim explain why it's better to be a lav shein bei maisa. Maybe a lav shein bei maisa might be even weaker than a lav anitak say, or you might have different cases where nafka minas where you need lav shein bei maisa as well. But the point is that it seems that no one argues on this halacha of a lav hanitak say is not loiken. You don't get malchus on this type of lav. Rashi, however, by us, starts off and says, ha'os lashmin, and afil manda omar. Lav anitak la'asei ain't like in a love. Even according to the mandam, or lav anitak la'asei ain't like in a love. Rashi seems to be saying that there is a manda omar that holds lav anitak la'asei ain't like in a love. However, there is a manda omar that says that you would get malka from lav anitak la'asei. And the Aruch Haner actually asks on Rashi, he says, I don't understand. It's universal. Everyone holds a lav anitak la'asei. The halacha is that you would not get malchus. So why does Rashi say only according to that mandamar? Now the truth is that there is one other sugyo which talks about lav anitak la'asei. It's in a Mishnah on Daf Yud Zayin, And it says, as well in the Gemara and Chulin as well, the Mishnah Daf Yud Zayin is talking about the mitzvah Shluch HaSaken. And the Mishnah says, Hanoitel Eim Abonim, someone that takes Eim Abonim, Rabbi Hud Amar Loikav Eim Mishalim. Rabbi Huda says, you get Malkis, but you don't, Loikav Eim Mishalim, you get Malkis, Eim Mishalech. And you don't have to send it away because you get Malkis. Chacham however says Mishalech. No, there is an Eloike. You send it away. Now you have an Asay. Why is that? Klal kol mitzvah loyse say sheish become Asay. Ain chayim alav. Any mitzvah loyse say that has a kiyum Asay is ain like in a love. So at first glance, it would seem that this machlekes is the same machlekes on Dalet Amud Beis. However, over here, Rabbi Yehuda seems to be saying the other way. Yehuda seems to be saying that you get Malkus on a lav and the say. The Chacham arguing and say you don't get Malkus. Therefore, there are those that change the girsa on the Avdalon Beis, and it's not Rabbi Yehuda, it's Rabbi Yaakov because of the stira. However, the truth is that the Gemara in Chulin actually brings the Mishnah in Chulin brings down the same Achleikus. It's a Mishnah, Daf Kuf Mem Aleph. Mishnah says, in Chulin, Daf Kuf Mem Aleph, Hanoit of Eman Abonim, Rabbi Yehuda Amal, Loike Vein HaMishaleach. Exactly our Mishnah. So this Mishnah is repeated over in Chulin Daf Kuf Mem Aleph. Now, it would seem again that this is the machlekes if a lav and the klasei is like in love, and that is good for the Gemara over this kasha. The Gemara is boy Rav Abba Bar Mamol time with Rabbi Yehuda mishum the sever lav shenit the klasei like in love. Does Rabbi Yehuda hold that the reason is because lav nit the klasei like in love? Oy doma ba'ama sever lav shenit the klasei ain't like in love. Really, he holds lav nit the ain't like in love. Like we said, universally, as the Ritva says, universally. Over there. It's mashma, and that's the sugya we're going to get into now. The fact that it says shliach, it's mashma meikara, it's mashma from before. It's mashma that's not a lava nitak lase, it's a lava kodma lase, which we'll see in a second what that means. But it seems that the ase comes before the lava, then we don't say lava nitak lase, you don't get malchus if it comes first. So that's what the Gemara is shayla over there. And the Gemara at the end, on the kuf mem aleph from the beis, actually comes out la halach and says, no. The Mara says, "Amar of Adur Hashem Asnis and Damu Deika." Netan Mara, Rabbi Yehuda Malaik and Misham. Elo Ma'ay. The Mara says, "Taima." The reason of Rabbi Yehuda is because Mishliach Meir Kara Mashma. But everyone, the Gemara comes out. Everyone agrees that Lav Anitik Lasei is Ain like in a love, and that's I guess where the Ritva is getting one. The Ritva says everyone agrees because even the Gemara over there, which has a Shaka V'Tayir, comes out that everyone agrees Lav Anitik Lasei Ain like in a love. And that's the Aruch Neres Kasha over here on Rashi. Maybe Rashi was just saying, Afil Laman Amar, because Lamaisa, at the end of the day, there is a Shaka V'Tayah in the Gemara. There's a Beforesh Gemara that has a Shaka V'Tayah, if Allah the Netagase is like in love, or if not. So Rashi was saying, Afil Laman Amar, maybe in according to Manda, even though the Gemara comes out, everyone agrees, but Laman Amar means in a Havamina where there was sort of a Machlekes. Says the Gemara, so it says, Rabbi Archana in the name of Yechanan, even though Lav Nitikla say the halacha is ain't like in a love. However, there's a nuance that if the assay is really before the lav, if the assay comes before the lav, then you don't get malk. Then the halacha is you would get malkus. So it would go back to being a regular case of a lav where we'd get malkus. Now, what does it mean that the lav? What does it mean that the asay comes before the lav? That if the asay comes before the lav, you would get malkus. So the Ritva says, Pashit, if it's written in the Torah, first the asay is written, and then the lois asay is written. Then when you do the lois asay, you get malkus because the asay is not on top of the Lais Asay, since the Asay was written before the Lais Asay, simple, it's written first, that's the halach. Taisus says, that's the Pashtus, like the Ritva says, Taisus asks, Kasha, Tema, Talab de Gzela, Shekodmo Asay, Beheshev is a Gzela, Shekazal, Afilu Hachi, ain't like in love. Taisus is, if what Yochanan meant was that a lav that I say that's written before the lav doesn't go into the category of a lav nitak lasei because it's written first. So we know gzela is one of the spitz cases of lav nitak lasei. You steal something, the halacha is heishes gzela. You have to return the gzela. There, that's why you don't get malchus. So says Taisus, but we know that in the Torah, in the order of the Torah, the heishes gzela is written before the lav of leis gzal. So if so, it would come out that that would be a case of la shekod maaseh, and you would get malchus. Yet we know it's a lav, and they say you don't get malchus. It says Tosis shani gabi lav degzela she'en lekay maaseh ela acher shegazla hilkav lav. So Tosis says a important understanding in this halacha of lav shekod maaseh. Tosis says that doesn't have to mean that the actual lav came before the maaseh actually came before the lav in the Torah. Rather, Tosis says what it means is that if it could be independent, if there is a lav digzela. I'm sorry, if it can't be independent, if it's independent, meaning if there's a concept that you could do the asay without having to do the lav, that would be a lav shekod maaseh. However, if the only way to do the asay, like zela, you can't hashav as zela, you can't return the zela until you actually steal. So then it's obvious that the asay is going on the lav, and it's being monotic, it's fixing up the lav, and that's why there's no malchus. However, if there is an asay that's independent, there's a mitzvah. Now, you could do this mitzvah after the lav too, but it's an independent mitzvah from the lav. In that case, that's what Tosis says, that would be the case that Rabbi Yochanan is saying, is lav shekod maaseh is likin a lav. So, since it's a machlekes, Ritva and Tosis and other mefarshim, what Rabbi Yochanan meant, but what is the understanding of a lav shekod maaseh? Rashi seems to be saying both things together. Rashi at the end says, "Vashmina Rabbi Yechonah Hani Milu Habachalav Shehatu Yochel Kami El Acha Aver Salav Avah Asay Shekodem Asalav VaAte Yochel Lekaimoi." He seems to be saying both things. Either, number one, it has to be written first, and number two, it also has to be not independent. So Rashi seems to be adding both of these approaches together, that in order for it to be a lava nitikla say, it has to be afterwards written in the Torah, and it also has to be an essay that's coming only once you do a lav. You can't have it being independent. But a lav that's independent and it's written before the asay that's independent, it's written before the lav, in that type of case, that case you would get malchus. So says the Gemara writer, Amru Loi, so they said to him, so Rashi explains, we'll see later on, this is not simple, who's saying to who, but Rashi says, they said to Rabbi Yechanan, the people that heard Rabbi Rechana say this halacha, that kol lois asay shekod moasay, any lois asay that the asay on a lav and nitik asay, but however the asay is written first. The halacha is you would get malchus. They said, did you say that? Amle amrit amlu loy. Rashi explains, Rabbi Yechon didn't mean to say I didn't say it. Rather, Rabbi Yechon meant to say chayzer, I was chayzer by. Says Amar Rabba. So Rabba said, Elakim Amra. Elakim is lashon shvuah. I swear that you said it. Ksiva v'taniya. Not only did you say it, but it's also a ksiva, it's also written in the psukim as a raya to you, v'tanina, and our mishnah is a raya. Why? Says the Gemara, ksiva, it says in the Torah, v'yishluchu min amachaneh, if you look on the psukim, this is Bamidbar, hey, beis. The pasuk says, "Tavnei sova shluchum and amachane kol tzruah kol zav." Anyone that's tamei, you have to send them out of the machane. That's an asay. And the next pasuk, at the end of the pasuk says, "Lo yitamu es machaneim." Next pasuk says, "Lo yitamu es machaneim." So we see, in this case, the asay was written after. It was written before the lois asay. And the halach is tanina. We learned in our Mishnah, this is what we were talking about originally, habal mikdash tamei. Somebody comes into the mikdash tamei. What's the halacha? He gets malchus. Now, why do you get malchus? It's a lavan nitik asay. Because the asay says, sholchum and achana, send them out. Elamai. What's the elamai? Why do you get malchus in our case? Elamai, why do you get malchus in this case? The reason why you get malchus is as a raya to Rabbi Yechanan, as a raya to what you said, that kol loisa say shekod maaseh, in this case, since the asay was written first, that's why you would get malchus. So says the Gemara. Now, and the Ritva actually brings a raya to his Mahalach, that what Rabbi Yochanan meant, lois shekod maaseh, meant is that it in order. Because over here we see the psukim are in order. First is the asay, and then is the lois asay. So he says, from here is a riot to me, that the what Rabbi Yochanan meant was that it has to be in the Torah first an asay and then a lois asay. But if in the Torah it says first it says asay and then a lois asay, then the halacha would be ein. The halacha would be loikin a lov because of the raya of the Gemara. So, however, the Aruch Ner and others answer for Taisvis, that Taisvis explains that over here also, El HaMikdash, there is a possible way that a person could be over the lav. It could be kaim dasei without being over the lav, meaning if he's actually in the mikdash and he becomes tamei. So a person, he didn't do the lav of going into the mikdash tamei. So yet there is an asei for him to actually leave the mikdash. So therefore we see that we have an independent lav, an independent asei without the lav. And as Tosfos says, if the asay would be independent without the lav, then the halacha is that we would say it's a lav shekodma asay, and in that case you would get malchus. Now, how does the Ritva answer Tosfos' kasha? At the end of the day, by gzeila, it's written first. If the Ritva holds, it's dafka about order. It's only about actual written in the Torah. By hashavas gzeila, first the asay is written, and then the lois asay is written. If so, why is it the Spitz case of lav nitik lasay? If anything, it should be a lav shekodma asay, and you should get malchus by gzeila. So the mefarshim answer, the Gevura Sari answers that which the Ritva says, it's written in order, that needs a beer in general, because we know the halacha is ein muktum mocha b'Torah. Right, the Torah was not written actually in order. You can't prove from one parsha to the next parsha that it's actually written in order, because the Torah is written out of order. So what does the Ritva mean in general? So the Ruasariya answers that we know the halacha is, even though the Gemara Pesach and Davov says Ein Mokum Mokum HaTorah, however, that's only from parsha to parsha. However, but Oysa parsha, within the same parsha itself, then there would be a halacha of Muktam and Mokher HaTorah, and meaning the halacha would be that it's written in order. So therefore, the Ritva says, there are those two different parshias. So you can't prove from the fact that asay was written before the lois asay that it's independent, that it's separate, that it's considered asay shekodma lav. Only in cases like this of Lei Tamas Machaneim, where it's within the same parsha, then the order counts. And then if the asay is written before the lois asay, then it would not be considered a lav nitig lasay, rather it would be considered a lav shekodma asay, and you would get malchus. So says the Gemara. At this point, the Gemara is bringing a raya that to this memra of Rabbi Baruch Hanan or Rabbi Yechanan, that this concept of kolaisa shekama say leikin alav. And the Gemara seemed to be saying that Rabbi Yechanan, however, was chayzer boy. Rabbi Yechanan didn't like it, even though we brought a raya from the Mishnah. He didn't like it, and he was chayzer. So the question is, why was he chayzer? So the Gemara says, "Elamai time akhadavai." So why was he chayzer? Why was he chayzer? Mishum the kasha le'oynis. The reason why he was chayzer is because he had a kasha on oynis. What was the kasha from oynis? The Tanya oynis shegirish as Yisrael. My time of heard about Mishum the kasha oynis. The Tanya oynis shegirish as Yisrael. Who machzer? Someone that's honest a woman, the halacha is he has to marry her. Now, im Yisrael, who, if he was megarisher, the halacha is im Yisrael, if he's a Yisrael, machzer v'ein eloike, since he could always remarry her, the halacha is he remarries her, lav nit glasei, v'ein eloike, it doesn't get machzer. Kain who, however, is a kain eloike v'ein machzer, then he can't remarry her once he's megarisher, so therefore he gets malchus v'ein machzer. Zak Mara im Yisrael who machzer v'ein eloike, that which you say that if he's Yisrael he's machzer v'ein eloike, amai lois asay shekodma asay hu v'lilki. So Rashi points out that the kasha le'oynis, Rashi points out that it says in Dvarim Chaf Beis lois siya le'isha and then lo yachol l'shalcha. So over there by the mitzvah of marrying, if someone does the avera of being ma'anis a woman, the mitzvah to marry her is actually written first. The asay over there says, loisi elisha, first you should marry her, and then lo yochol shalcha, then you're not allowed to send her away. So that is can be considered, that's not a lav on nitik lasay, that's going to be a lav shekodma asay. And yet we see the halacha is, ain't like an alav. So we see even a lav shekod maaseh, the halacha is ain't like an alav. It obviously stays in the category of a lav and netel glaseh. And Rabbi Yochanan says it's for this reason why he was chayzer. Now the question just is that very nice, very nice. You have a brisa, Rabbi Yochanan, you have a brisa of Einish Agirish to tell you why. To be chayzer and to say why alav shekod malaseh, the halach is does not get malchus. It's like a regular lav and nitlach say. But what about the fact that Rabbah brought our mishnah above a mikdash was a mefurish araya? The Gemara doesn't seem to be falling off of that. Seems to be a mefurish araya that above a mikdash tamei you do get malchus. There also it's a lav shekod malaseh, and yet over there we see you do get malchus. So there's many different terutzim and mefarshim. The most famous terutz, and the one that all the Achronim talk about, is the Machamis, the Ramban. The Ramban says that the case of Baal Mikdash Tameh is not your typical case of Alav HaNitik Laseh. Why? Alav Shekod Laseh. Why? Because you leaving the Mikdash after you went in, that doesn't fix up the lav. The lav was going into the mikdash. The reason why you have to leave the mikdash later is because you're tamei now. And you're tamei, and a person that's tamei has to leave the mikdash. So therefore, every second you're there, the Torah is saying, leave, you have an assay to leave. But not that it fixes up the original assay of the avera of going in. By gzela, or by noiser, when you left it over, you stole something, or you left something over, you could fix that up. Or by oinus, the case of oinus, you ma'anis a woman and you begarish her. In all these cases, you could fix it up. You could remove the lav by now doing the assay. By burning it, you took care of the kachim. By returning the gzela, you took care of the vera that you stole it. By remarrying this woman that you begarish, they weren't allowed to, that you were ma'anis, then you're fixing it up. However, above mikdash, says the divul mamdas, it's the assay over there is to leave the mikdash because you're dumb. It's not a part of fixing up the original. It's not a part of fixing up the original avera. Okay, so either way, the Gemara at this point now seems to have a raya the other way. We have a raya from Oinis that the halacha is that a lav, even a lav shekod maaseh, the halacha is ain't like in a lav, like every typical lav hanitik laaseh. Now that's going to be against the memra of Rabbi Rechanan and Rabbi Yechanan. So says the Gemara, "Amai loy says shekod maasehu lilki." Amar Ula, so Ula tries to answer him. Says no, "Loy yoymar loy siyali isha ba'oynis v'ligmar m'maisi shema." Now the reason why the case of oynis would be considered lavan etagase is because the asay of loy siyali isha is not necessary. We don't need it because we can learn it from m'maisi shema. Ma Maitzi Shemra. What's the case of Maitzi Shemra? Where the halach is, a person comes to Beis Din and says that his wife wasn't a psula. The halach is the same thing. The halach is over there that you lo yochel shach. You have a mitzvah to stay married to her. Ma Maitzi Shishloi Asa Maisin. Over there, the husband, when he came and he came to Beis Din, all he did was dibur. He didn't do a maisa. And yet, Amarachmano Loisi Leisha. And yet the Torah says over there, Laisi Elisha, that he has a mitzvah to what? To stay married to her. So Oinus Laish Koshkein. By Oinus, for sure. Someone said, I'm honest a woman, he did a maisa, and there's a mitzvah to marry her. Of course he can't send her out. So we don't need the extra say of Laisi Elisha by Oinus. And if we don't need it by Oinus, so then we could use it to tell you that it comes after the lav. So even though here it's written before the lav, but since it's extra, we could say it's written to tell you it comes after the lav, to tell you that it's like a regular lav and nitig lasay. And that's Evshur why by Oinus you don't get malchus. Main in the fun of, right? Mamas Hashem Shloyos and Ma'isa Amrachmana Lasil Leisha Oinus Lekosh came. Main in the fun of Tanu Lacharov. You don't need it for before the assay. So apply it to after the assay. She'im Girish Yachzer. If you're Megarish her, then you have to take her back. So the Gemara says, no, you can't say that. Akati einis mitzi shema loy gomer. Einis can't be learned from mitzi shema. Dekla mifrach ma mitzi shema shekin loy kumashalim. Mitzi shema has a special pasuk in the Torah that the halach is, it's loyke umashalim. So therefore, that's why that's something special about Mitzi Shema. If there's something special about Mitzi Shema, we couldn't learn Oynis from it. That comes out that the Pasuk of Leisi Leisha by Oynis is not extra. If the Pasuk of Leisi Leisha by Oynis is not extra, so therefore, it would be a regular case of Lav Shekod Malasei. So why do you get why in that case, Ene Leike? So says the Gemara, Ella, Loi Omar Leisi Leisha b'Mitzi Shema. The ligmar me'ainis. No, let's go the other way around. Let's learn. Let's just say loisi leisha by einis, and not say it by mitzi shema, and learn out mitzi shema from einis. Ma'ainis she'ena loikio mashalim, and because we just said that mitzi shema has a chumra, so ma'ainis which has the kula that it's not loikio mashalim. Omer rachmana loisi leisha mitzi shema lekolshkein. So mitzi shema which has this chumra. For sure, the halacha would be also Leisi Leisha, you'd have to marry her. If so, Lama Nemar, why does the Torah say it again? Im Einel Einel Mitzi Shema, we don't need a Mitzi Shema, Ten Einel Einis, use it for Einis. Im Einel Einel Einis, Einel Einel Fonov, we already have Leisi Leisha as an Asay Kodma Lav, Ten Einel Einel Achrov, so use it to after the Lav, to tell you it's a regular Lav Nitel Asay, and therefore, maybe that's why Einis, the halacha is ain't liking a love because we have a special pasuk. Even though Leisi Leisha by Einis is written first, but Leisi Leisha by Mitzi Shema will be used for Einis, and that will turn it into a regular case of lava nitagase. And maybe that's why you would not get Malkus by Einis. Samura says no. Mitzi Shema may Einis nami legomer, as we mentioned earlier. The Ikla Mifrach Mal Einis Shekein Asa Maisa. Einis has a chumrah that you're doing a Maisa. Ella lo yoimar lo isil isha b'mitzi shemra share ishtahi. The Mara says no. Maybe we don't need lo isil isha b'chla b'mitzi shemra. Lo isil isha means he should be a wife. What do you mean? She's already married. The case of mitzi shemra is you're married and she comes into bez and it says lo matzah basul. So lo isil isha, you should be married to her. You are married to her. What do you need lo isil isha? Lo manemar ainin linen mitzi shemra tein linen oinus. So therefore, the whole Leisi Leisha is extra. Maybe Leisi Leisha that I say is goofa coming to be to come to extra. So therefore, we can use it for einus. And therefore, even though there's one I say before, but we'll apply this I say afterwards to tell you that's regular lavnei say, and that's why you don't get malchus. The aimba and ain't a little fun of the mighty shema tina l'achrav di day. So Maris says, wait, who says you don't need it for mighty shema? Maybe you need it for mighty shema itself. The loy loki. In the Mitzi Shemra itself, that if someone is Megarish, his Mitzi Shemra, the halacha is, you would have to take her back, and in that case, you don't get Malkus. So now at least that we have a Makar, that Mitzi Shemra, even though it's a lav shekod maaseh over there, Leisi Leisha is referring before Leisi Leisha, but since the whole Leisi Leisha is extra because you're already married to her, so therefore in that case, it becomes a regular lav and nitag lasei. And we take the asay and we apply it to afterwards, and that's why in mitzi shema in loikin. However, why by oynis in lachem? So Mar says enachanami. So we'll have it for mitzi shema. We'll see oynis v'gamrine, and we'll use oynis and we'll learn oynis from it. The Mar says 1 second. We said v'magamrine. How are you going to learn it? Iba kavuchaymer, iba ma'amatzinu, ikala mifrach. We could ask that we just said malo mitzi shema shekem leyasa ma'isa. Mitzi shema is more kal. The reason why you don't get malchus maybe over there is because Layasa Maisa, but how could you say that in Einus also you don't get Malkus? Mechadesi, Ella Merova. So says the Gemara, a new teretz for why an Einus Shegiresh it does not get Malkus and it's considered a Kadma, it's considered a Lavanitla, I say that you can remarry her, even though that say is written before, is because the Pasuk says, Kol Yomov, Ba'amod Vehechser. Since the pasuk says at the end of the pasuk, if you look at the end of the pasuk of, if you learn that at the end of the pasuk of Leisi Leisha v'Leyachol Shalcha, it says Kol Yomov. It says all her days; those are extra. Leyachol Shalcha. Period. What does it have to say? Kol Yomov. So the Mara's darshins from the fact that it says Kol Yomov, it's coming to tell you, Ba'amav Hechser, all your life you could now be get back up and remarry her. So even if a person is megarish his anusa, and he was over the lav, there's going to be now an assay afterwards of Amir Hechser. Amir Hechser is coming to tell you that it's an assay achar alav, and it will be a regular lav anitik lasse, and that's why you don't get malchus, and it's not a kasha on Rabbi Yechon's statement that kol loisa sheisha kodma assay is loikun alav, because here we have a special drosha to tell you why over here you don't get malchus. Okay, that's the Gemara so far. Now the Gemara asks, Amalei Rav Papa L'Rava, Haloi Domi L'Alav D'Chasima. So we mentioned this concept earlier, a few dafim earlier, that the lavim of the Torah that you get malchus have to be done. We learn malchus out of lav d'chasima, out of muzzling an animal. So therefore, the Gemara asks, if all the lavim are learned out of lav d'chasima, it has to be done to lav d'chasima. Right? And this case is not done lav chasima, because this case it also has an assay. It has an assay, even though the assay is written before the lav, but the lav de chasima doesn't have an assay written with it. So therefore, maybe when it has an assay written with it, then you would not get malchus. Why over here would you get malchus? Amalei. So he says, Mishum de kasa be rachman assay yisei remigra gara. What? Enechanami. But just because the Torah wrote an extra assay, that's going to be worse. You're right, it's not doimet the chasima, but if anything, it's worse than chasima. So for sure you should get malchus. Now, again, we mentioned throughout the last couple of weeks that maybe if something's worse, you don't get malchus. But here, the lav itself doesn't change. The lav is fine. Just because you're adding a separate assay, that's not a reason not to get malchus. That's not a reason that it's not doimet the lav the chasima. Samar says, ihachi. Every lav anitik lasei nami. Every single lav shenitik lasei, right? Leimol mishom the kasabe rachmona asei reseir migra gara. So just because the Torah wrote an extra one, it's going to be worse. So why every lav in the Torah says amalei ahu lantuke lav hu daasa? No, there it's coming to remove the lav. There by lav in the Torah say it's coming to remove the lav, and that is why a regular lav in the Torah say would not get malchus. So over here, just two ha'aras on the svara of a lav on the Torah say. The Gemara seems to be getting into a little of the svara of a lav on the Torah say. Rashi and Pesachim on the pay dalet seems to make it as two separate reasons. Rashi and the pay dalet and Pesachim, the last Rashi and Omet said ba'a kasev, kol lav on the Torah say ain't like in a lav. Why? The mashma zuhi takanosai. Im tavras a lav, asei zois vi notso. If you do a lav, do a lav. But if you do a lav, there's a way to get out of the malchus by doing the assay. That's going to save you. Inotza. V'oid, a second reason, d'loy domi d'lav d'chasima. It's not domi d'lav d'chasima, where we learn out malchus from. So Rashi seems to be sort of splitting up our Gemara, which somewhat puts it together and says that there's two reasons why every lav in the class doesn't get malchus. Number one, because the Torah is mashma, wrote the assay to fix up the lav. That's gufa, it gave you a way to fix up the lav without actually getting malchus. And number two, it's not doima, the lav, the chasim. The Ritva, however, says that it's really one reason. He puts it together and he explains like this. He says that, as the Gemara says, the fact that it's not doim lav d'chasima, every lav has nuances different than lav d'chasima. It has to have some tangible difference than lav d'chasima. Here, the Gemara is saying that it's a tangible difference. Since there is a assay that's not tuke the lav, it fixes up the lav. The assay of hashev is exela sort of fixes up the lav. So therefore, it's inherently different than lav d'chasima. Because now you could say that there's a tangible difference between the lava chasima and every lava nitik lase, because the lava nase is not tuki the lava since it fixes up the lava, so therefore it's different. Unlike our case of alasha kadmase, it doesn't do anything to the lava, it doesn't change the lava at all, and therefore that's why it would not. That's why a lav shekod maaseh would get malchus, but a lav nitik laaseh would not get malchus. Now, the stechemet brings a famous belt question: that why do we ever get malchus? Every lav hanitik, every single lav is a lav hanitik laaseh, the assay of tshuva. Every time a person does a lav, they also could then do tshuva. So every single case of a lav is a lav hanitik laaseh, the assay of tshuva. So Now that we see the Gemara at the end of Tezvav, it's not really kasha. Because the reason why a lav neglas say the halach is it's not in loikin is because it's not doing lav de chasima. Lav de chasima has the mitzvah of tshuva. It has the asay of tshuva. It might not have a second asay. So maybe the lav neglas says is because they have different asays. But lav of the lav of the mitzvah of tshuva, you know, with the lav neglas say of tshuva, that the lav de chasima has. So for sure that's the reason. Or maybe you could say a little bit more, that the malchus itself is part of the tshuva. Meaning a person, it's not pshat that there's a lav and then an asay. The asay of tshuva includes doing malchus. So you can't say don't do malchus because part of your tshuva, part of your tikkun is to bring a carbon, to get malchus. That's part of the tshuva process. When there was malchus, it was part of the tshuva process. So you can't say it's not a lav and an asay because there's tshuva, therefore you don't get malchus. No, malchus is the asay. Malchus is part of the tshuva. Maybe that's pshat. Last hour, and then we'll go on, is that this concept of lav and nitik lasei, what would be if a person is not chayiv in asei? For example, a woman, the halacha is, right, women are part of mitzvah sei shazman grama, right? So the mitzvah of leiser is a mitzvah sei shazman grama. A person has to, if he leaves it over, he has the morning to burn it. He only could burn it in the morning. So the asei to now go to srufu ba'esh to burn the kachim is a lav. That is what Shazman Groma. Now, women are not chayiv in a lav Shazman Groma, right? Women are not chayiv. So if women are not chayiv in a lav Shazman Groma, it comes out, let's say by Neisr, maybe a woman should get Malkus. Because they have the lav without the concept of Nitak Laseh. That's the Turi Evans Kash and Chagigah and Havta Zayin. The Turi Evans says, from here we see that women are chayiv in the mitzvah of burning nicer, even though it's a mitzvah say shazman groma. That's what he says. He said, because of this, you have to say that they're actually chayim in the mitzvah. However, in the Sivas, in Makar Chayim, says a different shot, and this is another important insight in understanding a lav and nitik laseh. He says, avada, we don't need, even a woman in that case would also be pater from malchus. It would also be considered a lav and nitik laseh. We don't need her to actually do the mitzvah. If the Torah says a lav followed by an asay, we see the Torah is giving a way to fix it up. Even if for her it's not a mitzvah, but we see that there is a way to fix it up by doing that maisa. That maisa doesn't have to be a mitzvah. Whenever the Torah says to do something, it's automatically a mitzvah, right? Whatever the Torah says, you do something, it turns into a mitzvah, right? But the point isn't that it's a mitzvah. The point is the Torah is giving you a way to fix it up. So here by a woman too, even though technically it's not a mitzvah because mitzvah is not groma, but the Torah is telling her how to fix it up. And that's the point of lav and nitak say. Like our Gemara says, it's not tuke lav. It's just coming to remove the lav. It's not because you did a lav, now you're doing an asay, and somehow the asay, it's like a asay mivat lois asay. That's not the pshat why you don't get malchus. The pshat isn't like, you know, this concept in shas of if you have an asay and a lois asay, you can do that asay because asay it's not pshat that says mevatel loisasei. The pshat is the Torah is giving away lantuke to fix up your lav by doing this maisa. If that maisa was a mitzvah, great. If a maisa isn't a mitzvah, it's also fine. It just every time the Torah says something, it's automatically a mitzvah. But by a woman, where it's a where it would be. In this case, it wouldn't be a mitzvah technically because she doesn't have a mitzvah sesh on grandma. But at the end of the day, the Torah told you how to get rid of the lav. As Rashi says, the Torah gave away. The Torah says the mashma zuhi tekanta im ta'avras lav osa zois v'nei nutzal. Do this and you'll be saved. That's still true, even if it wouldn't be considered an actual physical mitzvah. Says the Gemara Vayter. We'll try to cover some ground. So the Gemara says now. The Gemara said. Are brought that the reason why in someone that's ma'anis a woman, and the halach is that if he divorces her, he doesn't get malchus, is because he could remarry her, and it's not considered lav shekod ma'asei, even though the asei is beforehand, is because the Torah says kol yomov, all his days he could return her. Says the Gemara, ha nicha, that's Russia. That you say, come a yom of ba'am of the hichzer, all his days, he can now take her back. The Gemara says, ha, nich lamanda amar bitloi v'loi bitloi. El lamanda amar kimoi v'loi kimoi mayak lameimar. So, this concept of lav nitav asay, right? The halacha is that you could do the asay and get out of the lav. However, what if you mevatel asay? What if you mevatel asay? So then avadu, you would get malchus. So if a person somehow gets rid of Daseh. He can't physically do that Aseh anymore for whatever reason. He's Mevatul Daseh. Let's say Hashav is a Gzela. He destroys the Gzela. Or the Neisser. He eats the Neisser or something like that. He can't anymore burn it. He can't do Daseh. He's Mevatul. Then Avadi would get Malkus. Now the Halach is, it's a Machlokes. Do you need actually physically be a Dayan, be Mevatul Daseh, that it no longer could be Mekayim? Or just loy kimoy, or just the halach is that you have a loy asay, and now Bezin says do the asay, and you don't do it right away. Then you would get malchus already for the loy asay because you weren't mekayim the asay anymore. So that's the machlekes of bitloy kimoy v'loy kimoy. Once again, someone does an asay, the halach is, and someone does a lav which has an asay, a nitzav asay, the halach is he could do the asay and be potter from the malchus. However, what if he doesn't do the asay? What if he doesn't do that, say? So if you hold kima like kima, you have an ability to mekayim it. So Bezin gives you a time to mekayim it. They say, go be mekayim that, say. We won't give you malchus. If you're mekayim that, say, good. You don't get malchus. If you're not mekayim that, say, then it goes back to regular love and you would get malchus. However, the other man that was bitloy, I mean, he holds you have to actually be mevatel it. The only way to actually get malchus is not, it's not good enough alone just to not do it when you have the time when Bezin says to do it. Rather, you have to actually mevatel it, be a dayim. If you mevatel medayim, that you no longer possibly at this point could ever do that, say, now you would go back and get malchus on the love. So the Mara says, that which we say, kol yom avam v'hichser, that would only go according to the man Amar of bitlei v'loi bitlei, where he has all of his life to go ahead and do this asay. However, according to the man of kimo v'loi kimo, you only have a certain amount of time. Rashi brings, Tosfos brings down, maybe it's only Pechadei Dibur. Rashi says it's until you bring come to Bezdin, but you only have a certain amount of time. So how could we say Kol Yomo Bama Mechzer? All your days you could get up and you could be Chayzer. Mayikula Meimer. So what are you going to say? How's the Mandam of Kimoy Vle Kimoy going to understand this Joshua? Says the Gemara, Midhu Taim El Rabbi Yechanan. We're all trying to explain this Sugya according to Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan was the one that Kufa holds. Tani bitloy chayiv loy bitloy pater. It's not a problem. Rabbi Yechanan is the man of bitloy. Rabbi Yechanan himself is the man of bitloy. Since Rabbi Yechanan is the man of bitloy, so therefore it's very good that he uses the drush of Rava Kol Yom Avav Mehechser to say why Einus is different, because he is the one that holds Lasha Kodma Asay is like in a love, and therefore it all works out. Now, if everyone's still holding Cheshbon, if you remember, on top of the Amud, I pointed out that when we say Amru Loi, that they asked Rabbi Yechanan, did you say this Memra? And he said Loi. We said Rashi seems to say it's Rabbi Yechanan. However, now it seems to say that Rabbi Yechanan himself does hold of Lav Shekod Maaseh. It seems that he wasn't Chayzer from it. It seems at this point he's the one that holds Bitloy like Bitloy. We're saying this Rabbi Yechanan L'shitasai. So there are those that have the Girsa back on Amr Aleph. The Amr Loi is really, they said to Rabbi Bar Chana, did you say this in the same Rabbi Yechanan? And he said no. He was Chayzer. He said no, meaning I don't agree with what Rabbi Yechanan said. I argue on Rabbi Yechanan, but Avada Rabbi Yechanan is the one the whole time that Rabbi Yechanan holds Loisa Sei Shekod Maaseh is like in a love, and that has to be L'shitasai. You have to hold Bitloy V'loy Bitloy, because you need, in order to hold Bitloy Bitloy, you need the drush of Kol Yomov Bamer V'Hichzer in order to understand why someone that's Girish Anusa, the halach is he doesn't get Malkus. If it's it, why is not a Loisa Sei Shekod Maaseh?
Okay.
Right. So it would be very l'shitas. It would be very good. It would be very good that would be Rabbi Yechanan. Not like the way we learned the pashtus is that Rabbi Yechanan was chayzer. Why would Rabbi Yechanan be if Rabbi Yechanan was chayzer? It seems to be a stira now at the end of the Gemara. Okay. So says the Gemara. So and where is this? Where did Rabbi Yechanan say bitloy bitloy? The Tani. The Tani Tani Kamed Rabbi Yechanan. Someone was saying over a brisa in front of Rabbi Yechanan, and he said, "Kol mitzvos loisa say sheish b'kum asay." Any mitzvos loisa say that has a kum asay ki asay sheba poter bitl asay sheba chayev. So this seems to be like a stira. You're taking on both sides of the coin. Amalei, my comment. What are you saying? Ki and poter loy ki and chayev bitl chayev loy bitl poter. You have to pick one side. You can't say kiyam asei sheba pater and then bitla asei sheba chayiv. What would be in the middle case? What would be if you just didn't be mekayim it or didn't or weren't mevatel it. So it says Rabbi Yechanan, this is how you have to tani the brisa. Tani bitloy v'loy bitloy. Say if you're mevatel that say chayiv loy bitloy potter, not loy kimoy, but rather loy bitloy. So we see that Rabbi Yechanan is the man damer holds bitloy v'loy bitloy. Rabbi Shimon Lakish Amar Rish Lakish, he argues and he holds kimoy v'loy kimoy. He argues on Rabbi Yechanan and he holds that out which is a lavim to glass say. The halacha is ain like in a love. That's until kimoy v'like kimoy, until you have the opportunity to go and do the asay. But once you have the opportunity, once Bezin tells you to do the asay, you don't do the asay, then you would get malchus. But my kamifli, so Mara wants to know what's the machlokes Rabbi Yechon and Mishlokish based on. Mara says it's based on the hasra suffik. It's going to be based on a different huge sugya, and that is the sugya of hasra suffik kamifli. Mar saba hasra suffik shmasra, mar saba hasra suffik loy shmasra. Rashi explains, what does that mean? Rabbi Yechanan holds Hasra Safik Ishmasra. Why? Because if you hold Kimoy V'loy Kimoy, in essence what you're saying is that a person has his whole life to now do the Asay later on. After he does the Lav, he has his whole life to do it until he's actually Mevatel it and he can't do it. That's when he gets Malchus. But until then, he has his whole life. So how could you ever give Asra in such a case? Because when you give Asra in the beginning, you don't know if the guy is going to later on be Mevatel Asay. He has all his life to go and do this Asay. So that would be a typical case of Asra Asafik. And Rashi says, don't say that when he's Mevatel later on, that's when you get Malchus, because then the Hazara wasn't at the right time. The Hazara has to be at the time that you did the Lav, the original Lav. However, Rish Lakish holds, he holds Kimoy v'loy Kimoy, therefore he holds that Hasra Safik is Loishma Hasra, and therefore the only way to actually get the Malchus is if it's going to happen right away, is if you're going to give the guy Hasra, don't do this Lav, and right away, if he doesn't do the Asay afterwards, right away he's already going to get Malchus because he holds kimoy like kimoy. You have to do it right away. Therefore, Shlokish holds Hasra Safik is Loishmasra, and Rabbi Yechanan holds Hasra Safik is Shmasra. But Ozla Tamayo, and the Mar says, and this is very gishmak, because we see that they have this machlokes in Hasra Safik, if Hasra Safik is Hasra or not. The Itmar, Shvuash Achel Kikar Zah Yoyim V'Oivar Yoyim V'Loy Achel. Someone says, a Shvua, that I'm going to eat this kikar, this bread today, and the whole day passed by and he didn't eat it. In this case, everyone agrees you don't get Malchus. The question is, why don't you get Malchus? Rabbi Yechanan says, you don't get Malchus, you know why? Because it's a shvuah, it's a lav shein b'maisa. Lav shein b'maisa. Ain loikelav. Kol lav shein b'maisa. Ain loikelav. Rabbi Shlokish says, no. Ama ain loikelav. Mishum dahav asra asafik. Here, the reason is because it's asra asafik. Because asra asafik. Loishma asra. Since it's asra asafik, because you don't know if the day is going to pass without him eating it. So Hashma Sofik is Loi Shma Hasra. So two different reasons, but we see that if Rish Lakish is saying the reason that Hashra Sofik Loi Shma Hasra, Rabbi Yechanan doesn't hold that, Rabbi Yechanan doesn't like that, he says it's La Shem Maisa, obviously Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish argue in Hashra Sofik, which would end up being Machlaikis in Bitloi V'loi Bitloi V'kimoi V'loi Kimoi. Says the Gemara of Tarvaya, where do they both know this from? Tarvaya Libra Rabbi Yehuda. They both know this from Yehuda. The Tanya. This is the Mishnah we started the share with Navdalan on the basis, the Brisa, that the Brisa says that by Noiser, the halach is, you're not allowed to leave it over. If you leave it over, you have to burn it. Ba, Kosav, Litan, Asay, Achalais. They say, Loimash, Ain, Loikan, Olof. Divra Rabbi Yehuda comes Rabbi Yehuda and says that the Torah wrote an Alav, and Nitak, Asay, to say you don't get Malchus. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yechanan, Dayek Hachi. Rabbi Yechanan says like this, he's Medayek from the fact that Rabbi Yehuda had to say the reason by Noiser why you don't get Malchus is because it's Lav Nitagasei. Says Rabbi Yechanan, Taima de Ba'akosiv, Haloi Ba'akosiv Loike. If the Torah wouldn't say an Asay afterwards, you would get Malchus. Alma, Hasra, Safik, Shema Asra. From here we see that there's no problem with Hasra, Safik, because in this case you don't know if he's not going to do the Asay later on. It's Hasra, Safik. And from the fact that it's Hasra, Safik is not enough of a reason not to give you Malchus. Rather, you needed to be, the Torah need to make it an Asay afterwards, because I'm sorry, I said you don't know if you can do the Asay. It's not true. You don't know if it's going to be left over. When a person, you tell a person in the middle of the afternoon, make sure you eat your kachim, because if you don't eat your kachin by the end of the night, you're going to be able to say, it's sort of the case of kikar. It's like the case. It's a shas safek. You don't know if the whole night's going to go without him eating it. So therefore, that itself, and yet we see that itself is not enough of a reason not to give you malchus. The Torah had to come and be monotic the lav by giving it an assay in order not to give you malchus. Obviously, we see esra asavik shmoasra. Rav Shlokish daik, Rav Shlokish also come to daik from this same member of Yehuda, and he says, daik hachi, time of the barakasav, haloi barakasav loika, right? If the Torah didn't come and not to assay, we would say that you would get malchus. Alma, lav, she'em by maisa, loikin a love. What do we see from here? We see a lav, she'em by maisa, is loikin a love, because the case of nisa, is not doing anything. You're just not eating it. You're not eating it, yet you would have gotten malchus. Yet you would have gotten malchus if not for the fact that it's lav she'ein by ma'isa. So Rish Lakish is daik, alma lav she'ein by ma'isa, loikin alav. We see lav she'ein by ma'isa, loikin alav. Rish Lakish nami. Okay, fine. So the Gemara has both Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish could both be medayik very nicely from Rabbi Yehuda to their points. Either Asra Safik or lav she'ein by ma'isa. They both could be medayik very nicely, but the Gemara asks, but you can medayik the other way too. Mura says, Rishim Rishlokish Nami, Havadi Hasra Safik. It's also a case of Hasra Safik. So you also see that Hasra Safik would be a good Hasra. You also see that, right? Just because it's also going to be considered Lav Shem Maisa doesn't say that it's not also Hasra Safik. It's also Hasra Safik. So you see, the halacha of Hasra Safik is also you would get Malkus if not for the fact that it was Lav and Nitaglase. So why does Rish Lakish not have a raya that Hasra Safik is a good Hasra? Havade Hasra Safik, who it's still a Hasra Safik, he says, Enachanami. Savrla, they just brought a raya from there to their not member, but they don't bring a raya not like the other one. The reason why he holds that Hasra Safik would not be a good Hasra is Savalak Idach the Tanya Rabbi Yehuda. There's a different Rabbi Yehuda which is Mashmah that Hasra Safik is not an Hasra. The Tanya. Hikazeh, Vachoyzeh, Hikazeh, Kilzeh, Vachoyzeh, Kilzeh, Hikash name of Asachas, Akilash name of Asachas Chayiv. The Bryce is talking about a case where somebody, a woman, got married within 3 months after her husband died. It was Megarisher. And then she had a child 7 months later. And we don't know if the child is from the first husband or second husband. And now this child grows up. And he hits his father, or one of his fathers, or he curses one of his fathers, or he hits them both, or he curses them both. So the halacha is, the Brisa says, as long as he does it to both of them, because now it's Vadai, one of them is getting hit from his son, the son is hitting one of, for sure, his father, because he had both of them. So then the halacha, he would be chayev. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. The only time you're chayev in that case is if you actually do it together. Not. Why? Obviously, because Rabbi Yehuda holds Hasra Safik Lashashma. If you give Hasra on don't hit this person, it might be your father, it's Hasra Safik. You don't know if it's the father. Don't hit that one. It might be your father. It's Hasra Safik. Even if you hit both of them one after another, but each Hasra is only Hasra Safik. Only if you hit them simultaneously. So we see Rabbi Yehuda, the Shita is Hasra Safik, is Loishma Hasra. That's where Rish Lakish has his halacha from. Rabbi Yechanan, now the Gemara goes back to Rabbi Yechanan. Fine. Rabbi Yechanan Nami, Havadi Lav She'en by Maisa. So Rabbi Yechanan brought a raya from Noiser that we see from over there, the Hasra Safik is a good Hasra, fine. But why can you also bring a raya that a Lav She'en by Ma'isa is likened to love? Because at the end of the day, Noisa is Lav She'en by Ma'isa. And if not for the fact that the Torah had to write the assay, you would have said that it was chayiv. So why don't you bring a raya that is Lav She'en by Ma'isa is likened to love? Rabbi Yechon Nami, a Lav She'en by Ma'isa is likened to love. Who saw a lucky hod amr of Eden by Oven, amr of Amr, amr of Yitzchak, amr of Yechon, amr of Huda, Mishum, Rabbi Yosi Aglili, that call, Laisa say, Shabbat Torah, Lav sheyesh by ma'isa liken a love. Lav sheein by ma'isa ain liken love. Chutz. So it's a mefurisher Rabbi Yehuda b'shem basically that says lav sheein by ma'isa ain liken chutz min anishba. Someone that actually swears, not the case that we said the swear is kikas hayyan, but he swears, and the shvu is actually right then and there is going to be over, meaning he swears I ate a kikar already and he didn't. So then in that case you get malchus, or meimar in the case where you're mechal a carbon, a kudshim on something else, or mechal es chaver b'shem, someone that curses his friend with Hashem's name. In these three cases you get malchus. Every other case of lav shem by ma'isa, he says mefurish, you don't get malchus. That's where Rabbi Yechanan says lav shem by ma'isa ain't like a love. Now it says in the Gemara simply kasher b'yehuda or b'yehuda. Right, we have a kasher Rabbi Yehuda, both according to Rabbi Yechon and according to Rish Lakish. We have two different or Rabbi Yehuda's that seem to be a stira. Samara says, Irish Lakish, you'll have to say Trei Tanoi Libi Rabbi Yehuda. You have to say Nachnami, it's Machlekes Tanoim on what Rabbi Yehuda holds. He Rabbi Yechanan, like Kasha Hadaday Hadarabe, if you Rabbi Yechanan, it's a little simpler because earlier Rabbi Yehuda was saying B'Shem himself, and now he's saying it B'Shem his Rabbi Yosi Hagalili. Right, we'll stop here.